Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring it on! Sports to the Max keeps rolling on. Lucas Patterson, head coach, prep school here in Minneapolis. And much more. He's a Brooklyn Center resident. I talked to him earlier today. I said, let's talk some basketball. Let's talk about what's going on out there because you've been living there for a little bit now and you understand it all. Lucas, thank you for joining us.
Hey.
You there, big guy?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What are you seeing? What are you feeling as a resident of Brooklyn Center?
Oh, it's crazy. I just literally tried to drive through off of Humboldt by the police station, and they got the roads blocked off, and it's a whole bunch of people, more people than it was last night. So definitely a lot of squad cars, and looks like the guards out there as well.
Really? Because our reporter said probably fewer people up front. Are you seeing more in terms of squad cars and whatnot?
Well, the squad yesterday was lined from all on 252 all the way down from 68, 69 to like 73rd, and it was like really, really deep. I didn't come that way. Today I went the other way, and it looked like a whole bunch of more cars were out there from people out there trying to protest. So.
Explain, for people that don't understand the logistics of or the map or the bird's eye view, Brooklyn Center is what? Would you consider it an extension of North Minneapolis? How would you define Brooklyn Center?
Yeah, it's the border. It's a border right there. It's the border city, the first ring suburb, pretty much an extension of Minneapolis. And then and then Brooklyn Park is like, New Hope and Brooklyn Park all kind of like space through it. Like it's like they share space. It's kind of weird design, but Brooklyn Center is the first ring suburb.
Now, you had a son that played at Brooklyn Center, and you coached. You got a couple of nephews, et cetera, that played at Brooklyn Center when you were coaching there and have been in the prep school, et cetera. What do you tell them about life in the city? What do you tell them about behavior? What do you tell them about how to get along with police officers? And do you go down that road? What are those conversations like?
Well, I mean, we come from a place of where, discipline and kind of teaching them already, how to kind of be, good civilians and humans and just good people in general and have values. So I think that goes a long way. But then, yeah, we do have to have that awkward conversation about the police. And, a lot of times they just don't really understand, because they're kids. They don't really get the color thing and, why that might be different and why they do, sometimes they don't view themselves in that light. So, and then, the harsh reality is that you got to have that conversation.
And the conversation goes like what?
Well, just basically be calm in adverse situations and, some of the same similar practices that we teach in basketball and being poised and keeping your cool and, we try to translate that to real life, and it's sad that we got to do it in those type of circumstances, but that's just the reality.
In general, the young people that you're around think what of police officers? Is there a general feeling? Is it based on, tell me who the officer is, and I'll tell you how I feel about him? What is it?
No, for sure. I mean, if it's any kind of situation where they feel pressured or they feel pressed, of course, they're going to, they got the fight or flight syndrome, because it's an awkward energy, that gets pressed on these young boys that, I don't know how, adults deal with it, to let alone you know, young kids, you know what I'm saying, or even young adults.
Now, you got the prep school in Minneapolis and in the Brooklyn Center area to an extent, but now you bring kids from all over the country to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
What are the questions? Like, from you know, if mom and dad are going to send their sons here, what do they want to know about what's going on here?
Yeah, that definitely came up with a couple families, and, you know, would they be safe? And, you know, because the word has definitely got out all across the country, you know, about Minnesota and the shootings, and, you know, so that's definitely a concern, especially for the young African-American kids. But, you know, we just, obviously, we run a tight ship, and we go from A to B, and we don't do a lot of, you know, mixing around, so, especially in the pandemic. So that kind of been, you know, kind of been a saving grace, I guess.
How do you explain Minneapolis right now to those parents that call? What do you tell them?
Well, I actually made a Facebook post the other day that said I'm torn. Basically, you know, with all the hoop success and the basketball success out of Minnesota these last couple of years, you know, including ourselves and Paige and Chet and Jalen, and you know, we got the Matthew Hurts and the, you know, Tyrell Terrys and them guys, like, you know, so I'm elated about that. So it's like, but then on the other end, you got the downside with the young men getting killed by the police. And, you know, so it's just like the two ends of the spectrum. So it's just, at one end, there's some great things going on, and on the other end, it's not so great. So,
what was your relationship like with police officers when you were growing up?
Well, I grew up in North Minneapolis, so back then they had a unit called the Gang Task Force, and they used to be able to just pull groups of teenagers over, either walking or driving, and frisk you and search you, and considered even if you weren't doing anything. And the group of guys I hung out with, we all played basketball, so we would never, you know, we were never like on any mischief or anything like that. We were either going to the park or. So we definitely been profiled, pulled over and searched and harassed and by gunpoint and all that. So I'm definitely familiar and scarred by, you know, some of those situations as well.
What would you get pulled over for?
It was a profiling thing. So back then they had a thing where they could pull you over if you fit the description of a gang. It was called and the Gang Task Force could just pull you over if you have four or more people in the car.
I see, because they were worried about gangs at that time. Now, yeah. Were there big gang problems at that time?
Yeah, I would say there were some gang problems for sure. You know, most definitely. But to the point where, I mean, obviously it's always a balance. So, I mean, it was a tough time, you know.
Now your current team has got some prospects on it. How good are they?
I would like to say we'd have about seven Division I recruits coming back from last year's team. My best player has got 13 high major Division I offers.
13? Who is that?
13. His name is DJ Jefferson.
Where's he from?
Texas. He's from Dallas, Texas, and he's a junior this year. So, you know, on that note, we're just trying to get Minnesota to understand that we're an asset. You know, to build and add to the and contribute to the culture more than take away. And I think sometimes people get caught up with things that are new, and they take it as if we're trying to take away. And we just want to make sure that we understand. And I think it trickles goes up to the other programs, the AAU programs, and then ultimately to the Gophers. So we just want to make it known to Minnesota that we're here to help and aid the basketball culture and improve it.
And Jefferson, how did he end up in Minneapolis playing for you?
He came with one of my assistant coaches, Majak. He runs a training program called So Elite, which is basically catered to the Sudanese population, but he doesn't discriminate. So he does all races, everybody, and it's just basketball. But he does and he does have a nice, healthy Sudanese population that he trains. And he's just so happened to marry a lady from Minnesota, and that's how we got connected. And so through that connection, that's how DJ got here.
Now, how's your son doing? He went to Missouri State.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well. Played a lot early, 30-plus minutes the first five games.
They Whoa. Won.
Yep, and then kind of tapered off a little bit because the starting point guard came back. But he played really well for a pandemic freshman year.
So he's not in the transfer portal?
No transfer portal.
Is that screwing up the recruiting, the whole fifth year they're giving everybody and all that stuff?
It definitely hurts the 2021 kids, for sure. That recruiting class got gypped. Yeah, that's most definitely. And I think we're working on stuff, too, for them 2021 kids that think they were part of that getting hosed. We want to help them, maybe some of them that got overlooked to reach out to Minnesota Prep about the postgraduate team. So
because in theory, you take kids that are done with their senior year, and if they want to do, some would call it a gap year, but that's where prep school can come in, right?
Exactly. So we have two programs: the high school national team, which is the high school team, and then a regular high school team, and then we have a postgraduate team, which takes a kid and gives them opportunity to get bigger, faster, stronger. And I think right now, I think a lot of kids in Minnesota are probably looking for an opportunity.
Yeah, a lot of kids, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we've been hit up, but I would like to definitely extend the welcome to look into it. So for anybody that wants to get more exposure and feel like they didn't get that opportunity.
How do they know if they're good enough to play for you?
We'll take a look at tape, and we'll have them come work out if they can. We'll, do some reference checks, stuff like that. And then we kind of put them through some questioning that, kind of see where their headspace is at and, what their goals are and what they want to do. And if it fits, then, we're all in. So.
Now you had a pretty good jumper back in the day at Augsburg. Would you have been good enough to play on your team, or where would you have fit? Would you have been a starter off the bench? What?
Me? Yeah, yeah. I was different. I was a tough guard. I could play in the paint and I could play outside. I handled the ball pretty good. So I was more like a Draymond Greenish that could shoot.
So you would have started for your prep team this year or not?
I think I would have with the court time I put in that they get, the kind of time that they get to work on their game. Yeah, I probably would have. Yeah.
You think? You're not positive? Yeah.
No, I'm not positive, man. We got a lot of talent.
Nobody ever has to know either way, right?
Yeah, that's not going to come up unless you take us back in time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.